The well-read Red has been thinking and reading about mass transit lately. The ongoing revolt in Chile was notably catalyzed by a campaign led by high schoolers in the capital city of Santiago to jump turnstiles and otherwise evade fares after the government proposed raising already high fares by 4%. It's resulted in a reversal of the fare hike, the resignation of several high-ranking members of the Chilean government, and the promise of education, healthcare, and pension reforms by President Sebastián Piñera. From San Francisco to New York, transit systems are over-policing. And in New York in particular, the Metropolitan Transportation Authority is under criticism for spending almost as much money on fare enforcement as it says that it's losing to fare evasion. Over the weekend, police arrested several protesters, and ABC News there reports...
The activist group Decolonize the Space is calling for the removal of the NYPD from the subways and for the funds to be used for fixing the MTA and making it free. There are reports of several arrests at protests tonight.
In the Portland area, TriMet has come under deserved criticism for its increasing spending on fare enforcement, budgeting $11 million on a jail for transit-related offenses, including but not limited to fare evasion. TriMet has added several officers to check TriMet passenger fares, while a Multnomah County judge earlier this year has ruled that the suspicionless search for rider transfers is unconstitutional per the Oregon Constitution, a ruling which TriMet has disputed. To add insult to injury, TriMet embarked on a smarmy ad campaign this last month to chastise fare evasion by comparing fare evaders to, quote, the guy who doesn't chip in for drinks, end quote, which critics have pointed out conflates a public good with a luxury. TriMet calls the campaign, which it pulled after a month of public outcry, a friendly reminder. But the public response suggests that it's completely out of touch with the economic realities facing transit users. Then, recently, the Willamette Week reported on how transit cops cited a homeless street roots vendor $175 for not properly tapping his hop card, despite it being a monthly pass. These and other moves by TriMet have prompted some to renew the argument that we should do away with fares altogether. Tonight on Labor Radio, from 6 to 6:30 p.m., two stalwart advocates of mass transit users will dig deeper into these issues and how we can demilitarize our transit system, in part by doing away with fares altogether. Gabriela Saldana Lopez is an organizer with Opal Environmental Justice Oregon. She's born and raised in Portland, the daughter of Mexican immigrants. She's working on Opal's Up With Riders campaign and the BRU, the Bus Riders Union. Andrew Riley is a former union representative for the Bus Drivers Union, Amalgamated Transit Union 757. He wrote a lengthy but entirely accessible essay on the feasibility and desirability of TriMet abolishing fares. I'd like to read from and mostly summarize his best main points from that essay, but first we're going to hear from Opal's Up With Riders campaign in this official ad.
Portland is falling behind on public transit. Ridership is going down year after year, and decision makers will speed up the trend with fare hikes. We foresee a great transition of the transportation sector within our own lifetimes, and it will reshape our entire community mood. For this transition to advance justice, the plan must address climate change, pollution, exclusion, and lack of service. And it must come from the people who face the worst injustices in our current transportation system.
We, our bus riders unite, Portland's union of transit-dependent people.
We are the Youth Environmental Justice Alliance, a youth of color-led organizing space.
We are Opal Environmental Justice Oregon, organizers building power for environmental justice and civil rights in our communities.
We are low-income people, we are people of color.
Seniors and the disabled.
We are youth and residents of underserved communities.
We are immigrants, refugees, and people who face the worst impacts of climate change.
Our communities are being targeted and profiled by police. People don't feel safe on public transit.
Single occupancy cars lead to dirty air and unsafe streets.
Congestion is slowing down our buses and trains.
TriMet is planning fare hikes which will reduce ridership.
We have a plan to make the system work for us.
We want rider advocates and community-centered solutions for safety.
We demand robust improvements to public transportation to support safe and healthy communities.
We need dedicated bus lanes and transit signal priority.
We must improve accessibility and move toward making our transit system fareless. Let's start with Youth Pass.
Up with Riders is our campaign to increase ridership by stopping fare hikes and expanding safe, decriminalized, and fareless transit service. We believe transit is a fundamental human right that should never be militarized, enclosed, privatized, or for-profit driven. We demand a system that is robust, equitable, and accessible. Public transportation is a common good which excludes no person, is controlled democratically by the people who rely most upon it, and serves everyone to the maximum extent possible. We reject false solutions which increases inequity and worsens outcomes. Only by reducing the use of personal vehicles can we create healthy, resilient communities with safe streets, clean air, and thriving commerce.
I'm Joe Clement for the Old Mole Variety Hour. That was an official campaign ad from Opel's Up With Riders campaign. You can hear an Opel organizer, Gabriela Saldana Lopez, talk about that campaign tonight on Labor Radio from 6 to 6:30. Andrew Riley, who will also appear on Labor Radio, wrote an essay earlier this year titled The Case for a Fareless TriMet. He points out that first things first, TriMet would not be the first transit agency in the world to go fare-free, and it wouldn't even be the first in Oregon. Both Corvallis City Transit and Wilsonville's South Metro Area Rapid Transit Systems are fare-free. Wilsonville's SMART system is partially fare-free. Most of its routes are fare-free, except for the express routes between Salem and Portland, which charge between $1.50 and $3 a ride. It's paid for through a 0.5% payroll tax on employers, as well as outside grant funding. The city of Corvallis operates a system called CTS, the Corvallis City Transit, which is operated by an outside contractor but funded by the city. In 2011, CTS abolished fares after passing a transit operation fee, a monthly fee charged to utility customers who live within the city. As of January 2019, the fee works out to be about $3.16 per month for folks who live in a single-family home and $2.18 per month for folks in apartments. It's also charged to commercial and industrial operators based on their type of business. Everyone sees their monthly charge on their water bill. And then he also notes that the capital of Estonia, Tallinn, partially abolished fares on their transit system after a referendum supported by 75% of voters in 2013. The system is free for residents, but costs tourists money. He recognizes that critics might say that these regions serve many fewer people than Portland. He says that providing fare-free transit in Portland would cost more in raw dollars than in either of these examples. But the reality is, the question is not whether the funding sources exist to pay for this. They do. After all, TriMet was easily able to find $11 million to build a new transit jail, and they've no shortage of money for their pet projects like the West Boondoggle. The question is, do we have the political will to make it happen? He points out that in TriMet's 2020 adopted budget, the agency assumes that 16.1% of their revenue will be passenger revenue, which is a wonky way of saying fares. 60.1% of their funding comes from payroll taxes, and 19.6% comes from state and federal grants. He says that in dollar amounts, we have to be able to raise $110 million to replace fares entirely. To address this, he considers other funding sources. The Oregon Revised Statute, Chapter 267, governs mass transit districts, of which there are two in Oregon: TriMet, Lane Transit District, and technically the Kaiser-Salem Chariot System. This part of Oregon law empowers these transit districts to tax and otherwise extract fees on a mass basis outside the collection of fares. So there are different mechanisms for getting the money. There's also the question of how we spend the money. He argues that collecting fares itself is a costly endeavor. You have to pay for fare enforcement, you have to pay for ticket machines and their materials, and apparently you have to pay for an $11 million jail. You should read it for all the details and or listen to tonight's Labor Radio, but he says, quote, "My proposal here is simple. We should fund a fare-free TriMet primarily through a graduated personal business income tax, an increase in the employer payroll tax, which already funds operations, a reduction in the costs of administering a fare system, and a reduction of capital expenses to operations." End quote. Intuitively, he says, this will improve ridership. It improved ridership in Corvallis by 37.9% in the first year the system went free. In the capital city of Estonia, ridership went up 14% within the first 9 months. And when Merced, California experimented with a short-term fare period, ridership went up nearly 27%. And as a local example, Lee points out that when TriMet implemented Fareless Square in 1975, trips within that area increased 811% over the next 3 years. He says that according to the Oregon Department of Transportation, of all agencies, a 1% decrease in fares is expected to yield a 0.4% increase in ridership. You'd expect then that a 100% decrease in fares would yield a 40% increase in ridership, which closely matches the Corvallis example. As the ad we just heard pointed out, TriMet's ridership is going down, and so this would be a great way to increase it. Increasing ridership is going to be the only way that we decrease cars on the road and congestion and the attendant problems it causes for our commutes, as well as the environmental crisis. Eliminating fares will also just speed up service. When you aren't having to collect fares, you don't have to wait as long, and you don't have to actually police the actions of every rider as they get on and off the bus. You don't even have to have riders get on the bus at the front, because if you're not observing whether they pay fares, it doesn't matter if they get on at the back of the bus. And we aren't even going into the added quality of service that we would experience if we didn't have cops trying to shake us down and harass us on our buses and trains. Tune in tonight, Labor Radio, 6 to 6:30 p.m. to hear Gabriela Saldana Lopez and Andrew Riley talk about the Up With Riders campaign and how we can build a just and equitable and fairless transit system for Portlanders and beyond. You can also churn out to the next TriMet board meeting, which is going to be December 11th at 8:30 in the morning. Early, I know, but well worth it. At the World Trade Center building downtown at 121 Southwest Salmon. Opal and other organizations are going to be showing up, and you can too, to speak out against the proposed hikes to fares TriMet is making for the next budget year, and to demand a fare moratorium. We'll have more about it on the Old Mole in the next week or two, but put it on your calendar. December 11th, 8:30 in the morning, the World Trade Center building in downtown Portland, 121 Southwest Salmon. For the Old Mole Variety Hour, I'm Joe Clement with the Well Read Red.